Hello.
Hi, this is Brittany with Emergency Roadside.
Hey, is anybody coming to unlock my car?
So I have your web dispatch here, but it looks like we're missing the majority of the information, so I do have to get that from you first.
Okay.
May I please have your member ID number?
Let me go get my papers. I thought all that was taken care of when I first called.
You called in already?
Yeah, I've done called in. I've done the link, the text message to the link. I've got a number from the text message, the call ID number. I've done got it.
Hey, is this the same phone
So,
number that you would have called from the first time?
yep. Yeah. So what do you need? The call ID number or the policy number?
First, may I have the call ID number?
The call ID number is 8820977.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So that looks like that was another incomplete web dispatch. May I
Why
please
is that
have your
incomplete? Because this is the call ID number they give me when I finished everything I needed to finish
Yes,
from
so
the
they're
text
incomplete
message.
because the majority of the information is missing. We don't have your member ID, your location, the type of the car, or any of that. So we wouldn't be able to find you. So
Well, that's
initial
what I put all in the text message, the website, the link they had me connect to. Because it shows on the map, or is this your location? I give all that information, put all that information in there. The color of the car, the reason for needing assistance.
Okay,
But
yes, ma'am. So
anyway.
I'm not sure why it may not have went through, but that is why I'm calling you now. May I please have your member ID number?
Now, what would the member ID be? All I've got is
It
my
would be.
policy number. The NAIC number from the insurance.
Sometimes your member ID for your roadside assistance is the same as your policy number for your insurance company. So I can definitely give that a try if you'd like.
Okay, 200-8955-869.
Thank you. That was 200-8955-869. Since I'm not having anything to come up with that number, I can
Okay,
also try to bring it up.
what is that? What is that NAIC number?
So that would be
That's just
something that
what
would
it's
be
got on.
pertaining specifically to your insurance policy.
Well, I don't see nothing where it says member ID on the card. It's just got that number, policy number, effective date, expiration date. Towing and labor on the policy itself. There's no number out there beside it.
Yes, so
Because when
you
I
should be able to find that information on the emergency roadside portion of your plan paperwork, but I can also try to get it to come up with the vehicle's VIN number if you'd like.
Okay, hold on, let me look. Let me go up. Well, you say VIN number. Wouldn't the VIN number be on the policy itself? I don't have to go out there and look. Hang on a minute, I'm going to have to go out. I don't see it on the policy. Okay, it's. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 1 N as in Nancy,
4, A as in apple, L as in Lucy, 2-1, E as in egg, 1-8, N as in Nancy, 5-3-4, 0-5-0.
Okay, thank you. I have 1, N as in Nancy, 4, A as in apple, L as in laugh, 2-1, E as in echo, 1-8, N as in Nancy, 5-3-4-0-5-0.
Yes.
Since I'm not having anything to come up with that number either.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I called the insurance company. They're the ones that checked to make sure, sent me the text message with the link to it and told me to go from there and fill out all the information. And I've got it right here, 24-hour claim reporting. I got stolen in labor, $100 disablement, total proof of this vehicle. So what do I have to do, call them again?
I mean, so I can also try to get it to come up with the effective date, the producer code, and plan letter. If that information was not to work, if we're still not able to get anything to come up, the only way that I would have to be able to assist you at this time would be with an out-of-pocket expense. However,
I'm not paying out of pocket when I pay for when I've got my papers right here showing that I got towing in labor.
You see, I'm sorry, and you could submit your expenses into your plan provider for a reimbursement consideration. Or the only other thing that I could suggest would be if you can get in contact with them, you can have them to call in on your behalf to try to verify your coverage.
So what was you saying about producer number or whatever? What's that?
I can also try to get it to come up with the effective date of your membership, your producer code, and your plan letter. I would need all three.
Where is the producer code?
You should also be able to find that information on the emergency roadside portion of your plan paperwork. It's typically a 4-6-digit number. And it'll be followed close behind by your plan letter, which will just say plan and then have one or two letters there. An example would be plan.
All I've got in front of me is where they I don't think this is the original. This is just updated renewal policy. Okay, I got policy period. But that's just my renewal, 2/5/21 to 8/5/21. I guess I'll just have to, and the only other thing I got is account policy number I see. Apparently, I don't have the correct paper that I'm needing. I guess I'll just have to have them call you. What's the number that they need to call her?
Well, they should have it, but just in case, it would be 888-521-7244.
Is there a certain person they need to ask for?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, let me give them a call again and see if I can get some information.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
All right, bye.